Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is G-Wright, and you're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. We're going to get things going right now in a minute. So just hang on tight. Y'all, this is G. Wright coming to you live from L.A. Yes, I'm in Los Angeles right now. It's 6 o'clock where you are. It's 3 o'clock over here on the West Coast. The number here is 646-595-4311. There are so many things that have been going on in the news, and I just want to just talk to you guys about the music industry. You know, the music industry and the industry itself is an industry where a lot of stars are made by their uniqueness, by being different, by trying to do something different. And I just wanted to just encourage you guys today, whatever it is, whatever dream God has placed on the inside of you, to go after your dream. I just want to encourage you to go after your dream. After this next song, I'm going to continue a little bit of discussion that I was preaching on, that I preached on this past Tuesday. You know, so if you haven't listened to it, make sure you go to blogtalkradio.com/G-Wright and make sure that you listen to the Heart and Love Radio Show. Right now, what I'm going to do right now is this. I'm going to go to a song, and I'm going to come back, and we're going to discuss about the life of Bishop Walter Hawkins, who passed away this week. So I'm going to go ahead and do that, and then I'll be right back. I'm going to play right now for you guys, He Knows by Karen Clark Sheard with her sister Dorinda. I'll be right back.
Drop it like this. Jam. I want you to sing this carol with a lot of emotion.
Does he know about how I can't get to sleep at night? Does he know about all this pain and tears I cry? Does he know about the things I love, everything under the sun? Does he know all of our secrets we hold so tight? Does he know how hard it is cold sometimes? Does he know my weakness when I feel like I want to choke somebody? Does he know all of my needs beyond my thoughts? Does he know all of my joy that I lost? He knows all about our struggles. Hey, he knows. Yes, he does. All about our struggles. He knows. Every sorrow that's coming tomorrow, on you now. Put more on us.
Oh,
you guys are listening to the Hard Love Radio Show coming to you live from the L.A. area. Hope you guys are encouraged. I hope you guys are blessed. I hope you guys know that God loves you. And, you know, this past week we're celebrating the life of Bishop Walter Hawkins, you know, who was a pioneer in gospel music, you know. And when I think about gospel music, the Hawkins singers, Walter Hawkins and, you know, and the whole Hawkins family, the whole, everyone. So I just wanted to say a prayer for, send out my love out to the Hawkins family and their loss. You know, life is so precious, you guys. And as I thought about his life and as I thought about our purpose for being here on this planet, I don't want to miss it. And I see people like Bishop Walter Hawkins who have touched people's lives with the Word of God and through music and through the Word, through the preaching. You know, what comes to my mind is, you know what, we have a lot to be grateful for. We have a lot to be thankful for. You know, so just God bless and rest his soul. I want to encourage you, you know, as I've been here in L.A., I've had the opportunity of working with a big brother of mine, Nick Cooper, and he's doing a vocal boot camp right now. Let me tell you, this place is off the chain. And I just want to encourage you guys who are listening right now to, if you would like to make a difference in music, make a difference. Be unique. It's okay to be yourself. You know, you don't have to try to do things every way everyone else does. The race is not given to swift nor to the strong, but to the one who endures to the end. So it doesn't matter how fast you go, it doesn't matter how slow you go, as long as you endure to the end, as long as you don't give up on your vision, as long as you don't give up on your dreams. When other people say no, still say yes. When other people say no, they don't, and tell you no, still say yes. Listen, we have a lot to be grateful for. We have a lot to be thankful for. One thing that I want to talk to you guys about is character tonight. I want to talk about character. There's so many different things I want to talk about. And when it comes to character, be you no matter what the circumstance. You know, be yourself. And being yourself is not being what people tell you that you are, because everyone expects that if you are one way or if you're another way, then you should act a certain way. Just be yourself. That's what makes the difference. Be yourself. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing, a character tells you when you go through a situation and when you come out on the other side, if you're the exact same way, guess what? Your character shows that your character will make a difference. And I want to encourage you that because you might be going through something right now. This next artist I'm about to play his song, his name is Dan J. Butler. His song is entitled Hold On. I'm going to be right
Hold
back.
Hold on. Don't give in to what may seem to be the end. Hold on.
And you.
And you be know that you belong to him. He's on the throne. Hold on. He will keep you in the midst of your storm. Learn to trust in him. The battle is the Lord. Everybody say,
hold on.
Hold on. May be the end. He will keep you in the midst of your storm. Learn to trust in Him. The battle is the Lord's. Everybody say,
hold on.
Hold on.
Bring it down to my soul. I need a brainwash.
Brother Willie Odom Sr., and you are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with your host, Minister G. Wright. Keep it locked in. The Heart of Love Radio Show.
Hello, again. This is you. Our little radio show with G. Wright. That was just Brainwashed by Nicole C. Mullins. That was Brainwashed by Nicole C. Mullins. I have a caller calling. You are on live on the Heart of Love Radio Show.
Well, good evening to you, sir. How are you doing?
Hello, caller. You're live on the Heart of Love Radio Show, 442. Area code. Hello.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. How are you?
Hello. All right. How are you doing, sir?
Good, fine. How you doing, Mr. O?
Yes. Yes, sir. I was listening there. And I just kind of wanted to comment about the Hawkins group there.
Yeah.
I was talking about them. Yes, he has been an inspiration to a many, many musician group choir.
Yeah.
In the days of Oh Happy Day came out, a lot of choirs are put together behind that song because they all
right.
want to stand up singing Oh Happy Day. A lot of choirs was born. Any musician
right.
that was a musician, tried to be a musician or a singer, as myself, wanted to sing Oh Happy Day. And right today, that song is still being used. And also in a lot of political rallies, you hear that same song, Oh Happy Day, because they're looking for a brighter and a better day and believe it's going to be a better day. So that song has moved a lot of people. In fact, the Hawkins family all the way around has moved many things. There? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, it amazes me. I mean, such a it's just amazing. I'm just like, wow. You know, I've got out here this past Sunday, and by Monday, I think he passed away Monday or Tuesday. By the time I got out here to L.A., I found that he had passed. And I was like, you know, this is so surreal because so many people, you know, ages, I mean, I know I'm older now, so most people I look up to are, of course, older. And it's just amazing that life is just so precious. Life is just so precious. And sometimes I think we act as if we're going to be here forever. It really makes you wonder, what kind of legacy are you leaving here, children? What kind of legacy are you leaving for your kids? What kind of legacy are you going to leave for people, for your kids?
All right.
You know, so just think about his life and the music.
Well, he set a map. He set a map and a road for many of them to follow, and many did follow that.
Right.
He's going to be one that's going to be missed, but his music will live on forever.
Yeah. Most definitely. You know, I'm out here in L.A., and I tell you that I'm getting the opportunity to meet so many different entertainers. I'm helping a brother of mine, who's like my brother, with his vocal boot camp has here. And it's just amazing. I'm going to say, naturally, it's just amazing for me to see all the what's going on with this vocal camp. You know, these kids are... He really can sing. He really talented. And the thing about it is that he's teaching them life lessons. He's teaching them about character. He's teaching them about the music industry. They're learning so many different aspects of the industry. So, and it's just phenomenal. I'm having a great time. And I think my character. And I think about artistic character. People who are true to the music, they know that they that they've created, people who are, as far as songwriters, you know, and character, you know, you don't know what person's character until you've gone through something. You really don't know what somebody's life's character until you've actually gone through and have experienced what they've experienced in their lives. And I think about just what would have happened if, let's say, character, someone goes through things. You might, you know, in an industry, sometimes you have ups and sometimes you have downs. But to say, you know what, I'm going to keep my character, I'm going to still do what God's called me to do. And when other people say no, God's still saying yes. Because God's the ultimate one who allows things to happen, who don't allow things. You know, we have to believe and have faith and do it and keep our faith in Him and who He is. And the fact that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. How do you, because for those who are listening, Mr. O, his full name is Willie Odom Sr. He's a recording artist, producer, songwriter, musician extraordinaire, singer, worldwide musician, and artist. And I want to ask you, how, in your opinion, how does character help you even in the music industry? And not just in the music industry, but in life.
It helps to keep you positive. It keeps me positive. I realize what I've set out to do, and I wanted to set a standard for myself. One, what I wanted to do in music for the Lord, I wanted to be for the Lord, and I believed everything that He said. And I just took it upon myself to say, okay, this is what I want to do. This is who I want to be. I want to be a light for the Lord, and this is going to be my character. I'm going to treat as many people as right as possible. I'm going to lift Him up. I'm going to share the Word of God with you. That's part of my character. And one thing that did happen to me, Brother Wright, when I was getting ready to release my CD and where I wanted to release it, many of them said, you can't do it. You won't be able to do it. You got to know people in high places to get it out there, to get it known, to get it where it is now. My character and my faith in God, I said no. I said, because I know the highest of the highest. And that highest is the one that made it happen. If my character had been in such a way where I didn't believe, I didn't want to believe, or kind of halfway believe, I don't think I would have made it. I don't think the CD would have been successful as it is. Character plays a great role because that's what's going to make you stand. That's what's going to keep you out there. People see their character and they believe you. They trust you. They say, okay, I'm watching him. I'm watching her. I like what they do. That character stands for me. It says a whole lot more than a song would.
Now, you know, because I'm out here in the industry, and I say L.A. is a different beast. It's a different beast than I've been out to L.A. in probably about past 6 to 8 years. So I come out here and see my brother who's out here. And I have to say I'm excited for him and the way God is moving in his life. But L.A. is such a different beast. L.A. is such a different beast, you know, when it comes to entertainment industry. And but one of the things I can say is that I've seen so far, I've heard people say, is never to give up. And when people tell you no, how to still say yes. When people tell you no, God's saying yes. People are God. If you do what God's called you to do, then God's going to open up the doors and make a way for you if you do what you're supposed to do.
That is true. That's true. I listened to you at the beginning when you said, as a musician or whoever you are, be yourself. Now, in L.A., you use the correct words. L.A. is a beast. And it's a lot going on there. And when you get there, you see the fame, the glory, you know, the lights, the glamour, however you want to put it. And you say, well, I want to be like this person, that person. Well, be you. Well, I want to get somewhere in L.A. L.A. may not be the place for you. There is a place for you. There's a place for your style. It's out there. It may not be New York.
Yeah.
But be yourself. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a Fred Hammond. Yeah, well, I like Fred Hammond style. Okay, that's good. Don't be Fred Hammond. Be you. Be Mr. Right.
No, that's so true. And I think the biggest thing also with that is never to give up. Never to give up hope.
No.
Yeah. And one of the things that I think that happens sometimes when people move to places like L.A., that they begin to lose focus sometimes on who they are. Because all here is all about status quo. It's amazing. I've met some women since I've been out here, and it's amazing. The first thing people ask, even just whoever you meet, the first thing they ask you is, where do you live and what do you do for a living? Isn't that the weirdest thing? The first thing they ask you is, where do you live and what do you do for a living? Everything is all on that. And I think that sometimes if we set our focus on those things, then we definitely lose sight.
I wonder why is that. I'm kind of guessing and believing. And this is me guessing right now. I would think since so many people move to L.A. to become stars or successful, I guess it's a thing to ask, who are you, where are you from, what do you do? Are you the next star here or what? That's what I'm thinking.
Is that people want to, if people don't want to, as my brother said, people don't want to, they want to know that you are as successful as they are. If you're not as successful, then more likely this conversation not to go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But listen, while I have you on the phone, I have Mr. O on his phone, y'all. I've got to play one of Mr. O's songs. Now, this is a signature song. This is one of his Please Don't Quit. So.
Oh, yeah.
You want to give it?
That one has a story behind it.
So we're going to let this story play. And so are you going to stay on with me?
Yes, sir, I will.
Okay, appreciate you. You guys are listening to the Heart and Love Radio Show. I'm G. Wright. Number here is 646-595-4311. I'm going to play for you this song from Mr. O. It's entitled Please Don't Quit. And I'll be right back.
Sometimes will, when the road you're traveling seem uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, you want to smile but you don't know how. When the cares press you down, you don't know where to turn. Rest if you must, above all things, please don't quit. Please don't quit. Life
life is strange with its twists and turns. Every one of us will sometime learn. Many failures may turn us about. Don't give up, although the pace seems slow. Rest if you must, cry if you have to. Above all things, please don't quit. Your path, believe in him, and he'll see you through. Your change is near, although it seems so far. Stick with the fight, but when your heart is hit, rest if you must, cry if you have to. Above all,
hope you guys enjoyed that. That was none other than Mr. O, and that was Please Don't Quit. No matter what you're going through, guys, please don't quit. You know, Mr. O.
Yeah, I'm here.
Mr. O, are you there? Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Man, I love that song. I've always loved that song. You know, when it comes to the music industry, we talk about character. Now let's talk about perseverance. Let's talk about perseverance. What is your view with perseverance?
You got to go through. It's easy to say, but sometimes it's just hard to do. You got to go through.
Yeah.
Related to the song, you can't give up on it. You just can't. It's going to be hard. You're going to try and try and try. And a lot of times it's not going to work. And as the words of the song said, you know, rest if you must, cry if you have to. But don't give up. You have to press your way through. That's my view then. Perseverance, hey, you just got to keep at it and keep at it no matter what. If you have a dream, you have a desire, keep going. It's going to be rough, but keep going. Press your way through.
Yeah, you know, one thing that I'm hearing about people from people in LA is that, is the fact that people, I look at the fact that what my brother went through when he came here. He came to LA with nothing from college, and he had a dream. He went through whatever he went through, he did whatever he had to do, and now I look at where he is, and soon I'm going to have on the radio show. You know, I'm not going to, you know, put all his business out there, but he's doing his thing out here, and I'm so proud of him, just like a brother would be of his brother. We grew up together, so we're basically like real brothers, and I'm just excited, you know, for myself, what God is doing in my life, and I'm excited to see what he's doing in his life. And one of the things I remind myself is this, in regards to perseverance, is I had a breakthrough in Tiffany a week and a half ago, and I was sitting at my keyboard, Mr. O, and I was thinking about people who are doing it. They're doing what they love to do. They're doing their craft, you know, and I thought, you know what? I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, this person is traveling here. This person is traveling internationally over here. Or I know this person who is over here, and I know this person who goes there, and they're doing their passion full time. And I said, you know, God, I want what you have for me. I don't want what others have. I want what they have, because what they have is what they have for themselves. But I want what you have for me. And that means for me, that breakthrough for me was, you know what, I'm not going to sit up here and, you know, lust after what people have and wish I had what they have. But I'm going to be grateful for what I have and believe God for what God has for me. Because God might have that home for me with my name on it. God might have not necessarily just things, but God might have, hey, this is just for Jesus. Like, think about the things you have. Your house, that's your home. That's your home. That's Mr. O's home. Your car, that's your car. Your children, those are your children. Your gifts, those are your gifts that God has given you. They're responsible for what we have, and God's going to bless us. We have to believe and have that faith, too, as well. But for me, my breakthrough was realizing, you know what? I'm not going to look and say, oh, this person is going to Greece. I wish I was going to Greece right now. Now, sometimes we say stuff like that, but not to say, you know, not lusting after say, I want their trip. I want their life. No, I want what God has for me. And I think the biggest thing is this, is believing that there is a prize out there for you, that God has something for you, something that's special just for you, not for anyone else but for you. This is yours. You might have a BMW. You might have a Porsche. That's your Porsche. That's your BMW that God blessed you with. And I said to myself, let me do what God has called me to do. And as I hear people's stories, I'm talking about artists. I'm talking about this camp. It's top-notch. And I'm seeing artists who my brother is friends with. He's friends with these, and they're down-to-earth people. And I think the biggest thing is this, that so many people were down to zero. They only had a dream, and they did what they had to do. And they believed God. And they went ahead and did what it is that God's called them to do. So it's something. Are you there, Ms. O?
Yes, sir. I was just listening to you.
Yeah, because
I can't express any more of that. You know, when you said use and do what God has given you to do. Don't try to be like the other individual of what you see, which is true. You may see them at the top of the charts. You may not get to the top of the chart, but what God has given you may be used in many ways. What he's given you may deliver a person, may have a person to change their life, to turn to him. It may pick that person up when they were down. And having that to work is more than being at the top of the charts. Because I'd rather see what God has given me to help somebody more than me. Hey, look at me, I'm at the top of the charts. If I'm up there, fine. But what God has given to me, if it says, hey, I'm going to use it over here in this manner, that's the way it's going to go.
You know, I said myself, I said, I'm not going to limit, my sense is not to limit God. And if you're here on Tuesday when I preached, I'm going to call you Pops.
Because you've become like an uncle, like a pop, you know, to me. But and I appreciate you. I appreciate you and your son and for you guys embracing me and just supporting me. But I wrote this on Tuesday. I preached about, I said, the message was walk into your greatness. Walk into your greatness. Be the best you can be. My first point was be the best you can be. Don't limit God in your life. Don't accept mediocrity. Don't allow other people to put you in a box. Then my second point was be unique. It's okay to be different. It's okay to let your light shine. It's okay to be you. And then be ready. You know, be flexible anytime. Be ready to share. Be ready to receive. You've got to participate. Life, you've got to participate. It's about participation. And sometimes we choose not to participate. You know, participate.
You know, brother, right. You know, I'm going to say something in between that. It's when you're saying about choosing and be different. You know, don't be so up there that nobody can touch you, nobody can talk to you, nobody can tell you anything. Don't let that happen.
Yeah.
That has happened to many of them. They've gotten to that plateau that they wanted to. They've gotten to their dream. You can't talk to them. They're above you. That's not a good way to be. It's not a good way to be. It has been said all the time and many times, you got yourself up there, you can come back down. But to keep God ahead of you and walk as you should, you're going to be there.
And that's it. And that's it. You know, the thing I can say is I've never seen so many people, and it's all these people who are connected to this program are genuine, good, down-to-earth people. And I'm enjoying myself out here. But walk into your greatness, just like you said. And then the last thing I said, my message that I didn't really get a chance to really completely discussed was be a seeker of Christ and his kingdom. The key to walking into your greatness is to keep your focus on God. It's to seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And then Matthew 7:7-8 went on to say, you know, ask and it will be given you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. You know, for everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, the door will be open. Sometimes we have to go through many different doors, and sometimes the doors don't just open. Like it comes to the first door and it just opens, just like you know. Can I share with you something that you shared with me?
Right here.
One of the things you shared with me about was, I think you just said it today, but what people might have said about your music and what it wouldn't do, but your music is being played in London. You fly back here and there to London, you know, with your music. So your music is touching people's lives internationally. And if you would have just stopped and would not have kept pressing on, then what would have happened? Then what would have happened if you would have stopped? And you seek God, and you seek God, and you seek the kingdom of God first, and you continue to ask, you continue to seek, you continue to knock, something's going to happen. If you will remain faithful, if you will continue to believe. So I'm just encouraged today by your life and by your testimony. And just like iron sharpens iron, you know, sort of friendships, friend talk and real talk and love, we sharpen each other. We encourage each other. You know,
That's what it's about. And I, you know, my testimony is God has worked for me. He's done many things. At one time, I'm not going to go through the whole testimony at all, but I fell flat on my face. And I had actually given up. But that particular song, Please Don't Quit, kept coming back to me. And sure, my music sit in one spot. In fact, it sit on the shelf for 5 years. Didn't do nothing. Didn't move. Didn't do nothing. Yes, I got word about it. But God, in his own time, said, okay, it's now time. But I had to stop and wait on it. And once he gave it to me, I kept going. I believed it. I said, thank you, Jesus. And I'm going in the direction that you want me to go. And I'm still going that way.
That's it.
All together. It didn't look good a lot for me. It didn't look good. I have to admit to that. It didn't look good. And the easiest way to get out of anything is to do what? Quit. But you don't make it going that way.
You know, and that makes it big. I'm just glad you didn't quit. You know, and I think about those who are ready to give up, and at that moment where they are ready to give up, God bless them. At that moment where they were ready to give up, they saw the light. They saw the light with the silver lining. And I'm just encouraged today, even by being here. I'm gonna tell you this: words are powerful, and what we speak over our lives and what we will believe and not believe is so powerful. Because if we don't believe, but if we would speak life, first of all, if we would speak life. Because life is definitely in the power of the tongue. And as a man thinketh, so also is he. And when we open ourselves to allowing God to work in our lives and just believing, saying, you know, God, you called me to do this, so I'm going to believe you. I'm not going to doubt. And when other people say, you know, we don't have your gift, it's okay. Guess what? Gift's going to touch someone else, someone. Someone's going to be touched. And I'd say this, a friend of mine, a acquaintance of mine, has sent me a text today. And he had said, you know, he said, G, loving your music, man. I'm loving your music. You know, I'm playing your music now because I've had great and good constructive criticism. Now I had recently some bad criticism about my music, which is
comes with the territory.
Which is one of the first. And but, you know, I said, you know, it's like, you know what? Everyone's not going to like it. And, you know, but I'm touching someone. Someone's being touched by my music. And there's some people who tell me, you know, look, I play your music so much that I need to buy another CD. And I'm just encouraged today to know that someone likes my music and I still play it. You know, someone likes it. And people love it. And it's, you know, and the ones who love it, love it. And it really doesn't matter. And I'm doing what it is that God's called me to do. And I'm just encouraged today about God.
That's why I said, and there is a place for your music. There is a place for you. You're right. Everybody's not going to like it. Everybody don't like mine. But I just thank God there is a place for it. And while I have this break, can I tell them where to find me on the Internet? Can I do that, sir?
Yeah.
you can find me, Willie Odom, since he's talking about me. Go to your search engine and put in Willie Odom, WILLIEODOM.
Yeah.
And if you want to add the word senior, just abbreviate SR for senior. And it'll take you to my web pages, www.WillieOdomSenior.com. Or just go to your search engine and type in Willie Odom. And you're going to get there. And you can read a few things about me, which tells about how the CD, Please Don't Quit, came about. Thank you for that, Mr. Wright.
Oh, listen. I got to say this. I appreciate you and what you're doing and the mission God has placed within you. And one of the things I'm learning, I do believe this, that, you know, when it comes to our ministries and different things like it's okay to be comfortable sometimes, but at the same time, it's a matter of being ready and not having to get ready. As one of my buddy's mother had stated, be ready, always be ready, so you don't have to get ready. That means that, you know, if you're expecting some things from God, you have to have your part together. You know, to industry, whether it's secular or gospel, you have to be ready. You know, we have our product, so we're ready in that aspect. But then also, when I'm representing myself as an artist, I've got to look the part of an artist. I can't go in there, you know, wrinkled shirt. You know, you can't. You know, what you put out is what people get. You know, and
it goes back to that. It kind of goes back to that character thing, doesn't it?
Yeah. It does.
That's the character.
You know, yeah. In other words, you know, if you want God to move, you've got to be willing to make sure that you are doing what you're supposed to do, and that you're willing to do that too. Yeah, and I understand what you're saying too. You know, and that is
Mr.
so
Ryan,
true.
I appreciate being with you. I'm going to have to get off here. My time is about to run out anyway. I appreciate talking with you. I've enjoyed it. And it's almost like I'm becoming a fixture on your show here. I'm about to get out the way and let some other people get in there sometime.
hey, listen, they can get in if they want to come through. They can do it too. But you know what? Listen. They can always call in. I just appreciate. I just want to say I appreciate you for coming through my show, and I appreciate a good conversation because people do contact me, people do email me sometimes, and people do blog these shows. So I'm just appreciative of you and your ministry. And no, don't be a stranger. You can come through anytime. The door is always open for you.
Well, let me say to any artist that is listening, no matter who you are, what degree of artist you are, for your music, whether you up there or not up there, Mr. Wright has a great show here. And it's a good show. He's exposing new artists. He's exposing you as a person. He wants to talk about the Lord. He wants to know how your music is helping everybody. Hey, call in, get with them, tell your friends about it. It's a nice show. It's a great show, and I like it. And you got 1 minute before you sign off, so let me shut up.
Listen, God bless you, Mr. O. And, you know, I'll be talking to you later on. I appreciate you.
All right.
And don't forget, you guys, you can check him out at www.WillieOdomSenior.com. And you can check my website out at www.gwrightonline.com. Our music is on iTunes, so don't forget to check Willie Odom Sr. You can check G Wright out on iTunes. On Facebook, just look for G Wright. And on MySpace, just look for G Wright.
And look for Willie Odom on Facebook. I'm out there too.
Yeah, most definitely, you guys. And Mr. O, I'm going to see you hopefully soon. Hopefully soon. But I just want to appreciate you guys. I just want to say, you guys, I appreciate you guys. And I'm going to leave you today with this song from Darlene McCoy. We have 19 seconds left. We'll see you again next Tuesday from 9 to 10. God bless. And this is, I Believe. This is G. Wright. And thank you for tuning in to the Heart of Love radio show.
Bless you all.
Talk to you later, Ms. O.
Conquers for me.